Crash in Northeast Philly is forcing many residents and business owners to adjust. Michael Knorr and his daughter Olivia were eating dinner nearby when the plane went down.
I felt a little like shake in the I didn't think nothing of it though, and I heard ambulances, but then you heard the waitresses start to say a plane had crashed up the block, and it's unthinkable, like unimaginable, like wow, a plane crashed.
Knorr says it was chaos and that the crash has made travel and traffic more difficult, with diversions and closures still impacting neighborhood roads. Several local businesses that are open say the aftermath of the crash has led to fewer customers. Turning to sports now, while the Super Bowl week is in full force, it's also full of distractions. Both teams are trying to focus on football as much as possible. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that is not easy when you're in New Orleans.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts says he's trying to take it one step at a time as they move forward towards the big game Sunday.
Every game has its own lessons in it, you know, and I know it's easy to draw back to the last moment we had here, but every game is equally important, has equal value, and so you want to take away as much as you can from all of these games, and I think that's why we're here.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni said being surrounded by good people is a key to winning.
Do you want to know what the secret to good coaching is? Get good players.
And former Eagles coach Andy Reid, now leading the Chiefs, has his own opinion.
Keep yourself focused on the job at hand, and that's the game.
Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Clear skies, plenty of sunshine on this Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures relatively mild, still 43 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Mercury only going to be heading south for the remainder of the day. Overnight lows going to be bottoming out in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, we are cooler than today. Clouds come back into the picture for Wednesday. Temperatures also take a significant drop. We're looking at highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 30s, probably more mid. Then on Thursday, things warm back up into the mid-40s. Chance of showers that day. And we round out the week on Friday with clear and sunny skies and highs back to the mid-40s. You're listening to WHYY.